Now, Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Glum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Hey,
Cedric,
yeah.
Come on in.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Is Mr. Lum here?
No, he ain't, Cedric.
Ain't he working for Mr. Mose over at the barbershop no more?
Well, he's supposed to be till he gets that debt he owes Mose paid off.
Mr. Mose is awful mad at him for not showing up to work today, I know.
Yeah, I'm awful worried, too, Cedric, because Lum ain't showed up here today. Left here Friday, and here it is 5 o'clock Monday, and he ain't back yet.
Reckon where he's at. I've got a note for him here. Sure smells good.
Where'd you get it, Cedric?
Well, I was sitting over there at Mr. Mose's barbershop, and some woman drove up in a car and asked for him.
Well, did you bring a note over?
Yes, Mom, here it is right here. Boy, that sure was a pretty car she was driving.
Yeah, it's more likely one of them Prittle sisters that Lum's been sparking. Wonder what they got cooked up for him now, poor old feller.
Mr. Abner, what's Mr. Lum wear that big bandage around his head for some of the time?
Well, Cedric, as far as some folks is concerned, there's something wrong with Lum's head.
Yeah, but what did you wear the bandage for?
I mean, he's supposed to hurt his head. And if you're ever around at the same time when them Prittle sisters is, always call Mr. Lum if he's got the bandage on. But if he ain't got it on, call him Mr. Llewellyn.
Llewellyn? Golly, that sounds like a girl's name. I knowed a Mary Ellen one time. Fact is, it's my sister.
Cedric, let's don't get this thing no more mixed up than it is already. I have to start worrying about him having my twin sister, too. I'm through. Give up. Flunked out. Hey, wait a minute. Ain't that Lum getting out of Opie Cates' car out there?
Yes, Mom, I believe it is. Golly, his clothes look all wrinkled and mussed up. He sure needs a shave, too, don't he? Looky there.
Poor old...
He's a mess.
I reckon what's happened to him this time. Look at him, limping. Leaning on an old crooked stick there. Poor feller. Poor old feller.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot, Opie. I don't know what I'd have did if you hadn't have come along there. I hope I can do something for you sometime. Thanks again.
For the land's sakes, where have you been since Friday, Lum?
Oh, howdy, Abner. Howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lum.
What in the world's happened to you, Lum?
Oh, me. Just let me sit down here and rest my bones a while. Cedric, will you get some hot water for me? I've got to soak my feet. They're just killing me.
Here, take my cushion, Lum. Let me get hold of your arm here.
Yeah, I'm Granny's. I'm wore to a frazzle. War to a frazz. Easy now. Got to watch that silly left knee joint. Easy. Oh, dad blame it. She flipped out on me again.
For the land's sakes, I thought I heard something snap there. How'd you hurt it, Lum?
Oh, stepped on a loose rock once this morning, and the dad blame kneecap shot out like a flying saucer.
Oh, me.
Awful painful. Only way I can get it back in place is to bend way over and pull my knee up alongside of my left ear. Hold my arm so as I won't fall over here.
Yeah. Up we go now. Here we go.
Hang tight, Abner.
I got you.
Be careful of my back when I do this. Oh, dad, blame it.
Did it snap back in place, Lum? I heard something go click there.
Well, that wasn't my knee bone snapping back in. It was one of my backbones snapping out.
Backbones?
Yeah, dad blame thing does it might now every time I have to bend over like that. Well, let it stay out. I don't care.
Cedric, there's a bucket of water on the stove where I was fixing to dress the front window. I was going to wash the cat. Bring it over here.
Yes, Mom. Here, kitty.
Not the cat, the hot water.
Oh.
Sit down, Lum. Try to get comfort now.
Yeah, sure feels good to sit down here. I don't believe I'll ever want to leave this chair as long as I live.
Well, Lum, what in the world happened to you?
Here's the bucket of water, Mr. Abner.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's get a shoe off first here. Lum, you been walking?
Walking? I've been walking from Hot Springs ever since last Friday night.
Law me.
I got a little hitchhike once in a while, but you'd be surprised how most folks whiz right past you. They wouldn't pick up Abraham Lincoln, I don't believe.
And you look a little like him, too, with that 3-day beard on your jawbones there. Why'd you take a bus?
Bus? I never had no money. That's why. Well, I had about a dollar and a half on me, but I had to keep that to eat on. Ginger snaps was about the cheapest thing I could get, so I bought a dollar and a half's worth of ginger snaps.
Law me.
Granny's, I never want to see another one of them little brown varmints as long as I live.
You poor feller.
I never even had no money to telephone with because I bought all them ginger snaps for a thought.
Well, them Prentice sisters taking you clean over to Hot Springs Friday evening then, huh?
Oh, sure. Went right to the depot with me. Hmm. I had to get on the train. Then I jumped off after it got started. Like to broke my ankle, too. Look how swole up it is.
Yeah, let's get in this hot water here. I'd put her right down there, boy.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, that's a time.
Maybe if I let my feet soak here for about an hour, and then I can go and take a bath and get shaved, and I'll feel good enough to go for a nice ride with Penelope and her sister Fern tonight.
Now, Lum, you oughtn't to keep no date tonight. You're too tired.
Well, I've got to, Abner. Every dad-blame time I've had a date with the Priddle girls, I mean, every time my other self, Lou Ellen's, had a date with them, I've had to call it off on account of something or other, and I just can't disappoint them no more. And to tell the honest truth, I think they're both kind of falling for Lou Ellen, the other me.
Well, I do know.
And it's his turn to have a date with them tonight. We set that for sure last Friday.
He did, huh?
Well, you was here. You heard the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As Lou Ellen, I had to duck out of riding over to Hot Springs so his Lum could go. Me, Lum.
Yeah.
That's two or three times it's happened like that. Now, it just can't happen no more, or Fern and Penelope will begin to spishing something.
Well, it seems like they'd spishing something already, Lum. Although I will admit you handled it awful good Friday. Well, you pretended you was Lou Ellen and excused yourself and come back as Lum with that bandage around your head. Where's the bandage at now, Lum?
It's wrapped around my ribs.
Ribs?
I think I busted one of them when I stumbled on one of them railroad ties.
Oh, no.
That was just before I slipped and throwed my hip out of joint.
Doggies, you air a mess.
Well, it might have been worth it, though. All the way over to Hot Springs, I kept talking about Lou Ellen and what a fine feller he is.
Built him up good, huh?
Oh, yeah, I poured it on.
Well.
Fact is, I'm getting a little jealous of the varmint.
Yeah, you better watch out for him.
Oh, I got them to thinking he's a big, rough and ready type of a feller. Outdoor man. Loves nature and all that. Muscles like iron.
Well, too bad you weren't actually Lou Ellen when you had to walk all the way back from Hot Springs.
Oh, that wouldn't have been nothing for Lou Ellen, the way I described him.
It wouldn't, huh? Oh,
he'd take a walk like that every morning before breakfast.
Doggies, maybe we'd get him to work in the store for us. Get the place straightened up, or... No. Doggies, you tell about him so good, I actually get to believe there is a Lou Ellen Edwards. Cedric, put some more hot water in here.
Yeah, this feels awful good.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Well, it'll be fun riding around that nice comfort car up in Alibis tonight. Turn on some soft music on the radio and just sit there twixt the two of them and unlax.
Well,
let's see now. Tonight I'm going to be Lou Ellen, so I reckon I better start thinking of some nice things to say about Lum before he loses Plum out.
Yeah, you better build old Lum up.
Yeah, I'll tell him what a brilliant feller he is.
Well, don't...
Lou Ellen the brawn and Lum the brain. I wished I could have gone to Kansas City so I could have wrote him a letter and make it look like I actually went.
Hey, wait just a minute. There's a letter here for you, Lum. Or a note from your two sweethearts, I reckon.
Oh, well, good. Give it here. It sure smells good.
Yes, it does. Read it. What does it say, Lum? Tell me.
Dear Lou Ellen, sorry we missed you at the barbershop, but looking forward to our date tonight.
When?
We will pick you up about 6 o'clock. Since you are such a great outdoor man, we know you will love what we have planned.
Bless their heart.
We have organized a hiking club and are looking forward to having you lead us in an evening hike up Old Piney Mountain. Oh, no.
Here, you never finished it, Lum. Some more. P.S. We think it better not to eat much before a long hike, so we're just taking something light along. Some of those darling little old-fashioned ginger snaps. Regard, Fern and Penelope.